But, you know, I don't have to make excuses for God's word. So I will read a few verses out of Psalm 37. But let us just pray. Lord, as we open your word, we know that that we need your guidance, Lord. We need your presence to enlighten us, to open our mind and our heart to the word that is that gives life. And Lord, we pray that this morning, as we just look at a few verses, Lord, that we will just feel your touch, Lord, and that we will experience your presence in this place. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I'll read the first 8 verses of Psalm 37. And it says, do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in a land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. Now it's verse 4 actually that I want to, that's that verse that suddenly like says, wow, what does that mean? And it, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. You know, sometimes when you get something, you know, new, like suddenly you see the meaning of it, or, you know, sometimes I've heard a lot of people say, you know, I thought this person was like this and like that, but now that I got to know him, he's actually quite different. I used to say this and this of the person, but now I say something else. And it happens when we suddenly understand things or get kind of a revelation. And it's, you know, I was just reminded of a story where an employee, when he arrived first day at the work, you know, he had to meet the boss. And he went into the boss's office and the boss said, you know, I sat down and said, what's your name? And he said, John. He said, look, I don't know where you've worked, but in this place, we don't talk to people in their first name. We say Smith or Jones or Chikongo or, you know, surname. Because this first name terms is just, you know, disrespect. And so he said, so what's your surname? He says, Darling. He says, okay, John, you go to your workplace now and start with your work. You know? So you change your tune when you get to know a little bit more. Even though you might have had this way, you suddenly go this way. You know, so, and although this may seem straightforward, you know, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. I think the focus to me has often been, you know, God wants to give you the desires of your heart. And it does. Do you know that he wants to give you the desires of your heart? And that's kind of been the focus. You know, and I want to break it up, even make it simpler, and just break this verse up into two parts. The first being, delight yourself in the Lord. And you have to forget about the second part now. You know, just ignore it. It isn't there. And what does that mean, delight yourself in the Lord? And I thought about it, and and also looked at a few other places in Scripture where it talks about delight. And I just want to talk about three things about delighting in the Lord, which I think helps us to delight in the Lord. Because what does it mean to delight in the Lord? And the first one is actually delighting in His Word. You know, Psalm 1 says, it says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on His law he meditates day and night. So I looked at that and said, you know, if we want to delight in the Lord, then probably the first thing we need to do is to delight in His Word. You know, it would just seem a natural thing to say, and now how do I delight in God's Word? And this was really, I think, memorizing Scripture, meditating on Scripture, you will learn how to delight in God's Word. And this requires work. You know, it requires actually hard work. It doesn't come by itself. Delighting in God's Word is that you have to spend time with it. You know, and I'm sorry, that's what it is. You have to spend time in God's Word. Meditate on it. Read it over and over again when you say, delight, you know, in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. And I, you know, I was actually, when I thought about it, I was reminded by, we once Skyped with our youngest son. And, you know, it's nice when you see the video there. And he was writing an exam in 2 days' time. And, you know, it's, as a parent, you feel, how can we help him? You know, how can we help our son? But you can't really do anything. You know, and we said, we will pray for you. You know, and we also said to him, you know, she should also pray. And at this stare, you know, he was like looking past us. You know, this, you can see the expression on his face, you know, yeah, you know. And then he said something very profound, I thought. He said, it'll probably help if I study as well. You know, so, and I think that is what this is, delighting in God's Word. It will help if we spend time in God's Word. Then we will know, we will actually delight in God's Word. We will face the day, when we go out in the day, you know, when you read the Word like fret because of evil men, or be envious of those who do wrong. When you think about these words, you memorize them, you go out, you face situations that might otherwise have caused you to get upset. You face them differently. You know, and that is, I think, delighting in God's Word. And that will help us to delight in the Lord. Because this is His Word. You know, so if we want to delight in the Lord, we need to spend time in His Word. Now, a second thing that I looked at in terms of delighting in the Lord is actually to delight to do His will. So I looked at Psalm 40 and verse 8, and it says, I delight to do Your will, O my God, and Your law is within my heart. Now, one hears a lot of people say, you know, I want to know what God's will is for my life. What is God's will? You know, it's an age-old question, I think, that people have asked. It's kind of a foundational question of Christians. What is God's will for my life? And you can probably spend weeks and years on preaching about the will of God, because it encompasses everything, our relationships, our choices, our decisions, you know, everything in our life. It's almost the most foundational and thing in a Christian's life, doing the will of God. And when you read in the scripture, you know, as soon as you start thinking about this and you read scripture, so often you see, oh, here it is also, it's also talking about this. You know, and David, in fact, he says, Lord, teach me to do thy will. And he often says that, you know, in the Psalms in particular, teach me to do thy will, not teach me to know your will. Teach me to find your will. He actually says, teach me to do your will. And even the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, not my will, but yours be done, when he was about to go to the cross. And even when he taught us to pray, he said, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's a doing thing again. You know, the very essence of a Christian's life is to do the will of God. And I think one psalm, Psalm 119, is the longest psalm. It has 176 verses, but 175 of them are dedicated to asking. The psalmist asks, enable me to do your will. You know, I never looked at it that way, but you can read every verse in it. It really says, you know, enable me, O God, to do your will, to follow your path, to keep your commandments. You know, it is to do God's will, and they're so closely linked, you know, to delight in the word and to delight to do God's will, that you almost can't separate them. But I think one, you know, often, like I said earlier, people ask, what is God's will for? I don't know what God's will is. Actually, in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3, it actually tells you what it is. It says, this is the will of God. And then there's just two words, your sanctification. That is the will for our life, that we should be separated from sin. Sanctification. And so, you have to apply, if you want to delight in the Lord, you have to apply your mind. It's an action. It's not something where you can just say, I want this, you know, can you just pray for me and then everything is going to be all right. You know, I just want this one experience and then I can delight in the Lord. No, it takes work. If you want to delight in His Word, if you want to delight to do His will, it actually takes work. It's actually hard work. Now, the third item that I, and there are probably many more, as I was put this down on paper, I thought, oh, this looks a bit simple, but, you know, and I thought, what can delight, you know, delight in the Lord? And I thought, you look outside the window, I look outside from my house onto the ocean, and you see God's creation. And I thought, that is really something. If we delight in God's creation, then we will delight in the Lord. And it's even as we sit here this morning, if you look around, you see God's creation. Look at these wonderful people next to you. God created them. And they are, the detail of the design of everyone is just, it's mind-boggling. You know, you can, and even outside there, you know, all the different animals and plants, and it is just, I don't think we have yet discovered what this creation is all about. In Genesis 1, you know, it talks about the fact of the creation, and then you see every time when it almost looks like God creates, and then he stands back, and he says, it's good. You know, he says it's good. Five times he actually says it is good. And then when he has created man and woman, he actually, I know it doesn't say he stands back, but it's almost like he goes back and he looks and he says it's very good. So if God is, you know, it seems like he's delighted with his creation. So now should we not be also be delighted in God's creation by just You know, because if we move through the day, if we look at people, we look at, you know, everything around us, we can actually delight in the Lord. You know, and creation actually expresses God's glory. You know, Psalm 19 starts off with, "The heavens declare the glory of God." You know, and that is just so amazing when you think everything around us actually declares the glory of God. Look at things in a bit more focus. You know, take some time and look at it. In Psalm 148, it actually says, "Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, your highest heaven and your waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord." So creation, you know, just reveals God's incredible wisdom, power, and it's God has actually put it there to just almost to stun us in awe. Not for, you know, that we worship creation, but I think that we say, if this is the work of our Lord, you know, to display His power and His wisdom and His majesty, then what must God be like? We can delight in the Lord when we look at God's creation. So I just three simple things with delighting in the Lord. Delighting in His Word. Spend time in it. Memorize some of it. You know, when you have to write exams in the school, you know, it's not going to come by itself. You have to actually spend time. Some of the things you have to memorize, the formulas you have to, you know, so let us also spend that time in the Word of God, because it will just, will be so, you know, I have to say, you know, this verse, and I'll come to the part where, which kind of, you know, kind of bowled me over a little bit just now, but it's when you spend time in God's Word, you will delight in the Lord. When you spend time doing God's will, you will delight in the Lord. And when you look at creation, you will delight in the Lord. There's so many things. There are lots of other things, I think, that are there where we can delight in the Lord. And yesterday I looked at a spider. It's not here, but it's... it's a European water spider, you know, and I never heard about it, but it was discovered not that long ago, and it's a spider that goes, because it's light enough, it actually walks on water, and then it does some somersaults on the water to kind of shake up the water, and then it grabs a bubble, you know, and it grabs a bubble and drags it down under the water, puts its head in the bubble, it's like a self-contained breathing apparatus, and it goes down underwater, and then it lives in lakes, you know, and then it goes under the grass there and puts that bubble under the grass, and then it goes up again, does some somersaults, takes another bubble, puts it underneath there, and then it crawls into the bubble, and then lives in the bubble, okay. It stays there, takes its food down there, has its family down there. You know, and you look at this, and it was discovered, you know, and I just thought, you know, God looking at the person that discovered it, let's say it was John Darling, you know, He probably says to him, you know, "John, I've been enjoying this for the last about 10,000 years. You know, enjoying this little spider, you know, that in its, there's millions of other things that you haven't yet discovered, that I'm enjoying in this universe every day." You know, and God's creation is marvelous, and the devil doesn't want us to see it. He wants us to see what man can do, what, you know, so, no, this is not God's creation, this is just happened. You know, and wants to take our eyes off that so that we cannot delight in the Lord. So, you know, as I said before, it does take work. It does take an effort to delight in the Lord. There is no shortcut. You know, and I can stand here today and say, look, just come up for prayer and then you will be okay. You'll delight in the Lord, but it's not the way it is. You know, you have to get stuck into His Word, spend time in His Word, and meditate on it. You know, like we said in that Psalm 1, where it says He meditates on it day and night. You know, you think, ooh, day and night. Gee, that's hard work, you know. But and it goes on then. It says, the person that meditates on God's Word day and night, he's like a tree planted next to the streams of water that bears its fruit in season and his leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, prospers. And I think it is, I was actually reminded when I was going through this saying, is this all hard work? I'm saying this all is this hard work, but it's actually enjoyable at the end of the day. But Jaco was, last Sunday evening, he was preaching and about David and saying that David was faithful in the natural. You know, when he looked after the sheep for, I can't remember how many years, but he said so many years, he looked after the sheep every time he went and he brought his brothers some food and that. And because he was faithful in these things, God used him for much greater things. And I think we have to be faithful in this. We have to be faithful in studying God's Word. We have to be faithful in delighting in His Word and doing His will and in His creation. You know, that is also the same way as David was faithful in these natural steps, looking after the sheep. We have to be faithful in this, and we will be rewarded. So whatever he does, prospers. You know, if we meditate on God's Word. Now, let us turn to this amazing second part of the question, of the verse. It says, "And he will give you the desires of your heart." You know, and what? Now comes the big revelation. you know, I always read it and it says, and he gives you the desires of your heart. Until I saw, you know, and he gives you the desires of your heart. And I thought, you know, if you delight in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. You know, and I just looked at this again and again and said, well, if we delight in the Lord will shape our desires. The Holy Spirit will shape our desires. The Holy Spirit will give us new desires. You know, so it's not about, you know, many people turn this thing around and say, you know, if the Lord gives me my desires, then I will delight in Him. You know, the Holy Spirit didn't write it that way. You know, said, delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. You know, it's actually then, you know, so often we struggle with our desires, the things we do, and so delighting in the Lord will actually change our desires. The Lord will shape them. In Ezekiel 11 verse 19, it says, I will give them, that's the Lord speaking, I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. Then they will follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. They will be my people and I will be their God. It's so often in the Old Testament, the Lord asks His people, return to me. You know, so much delight in me and I will give you the desires. You know, I will give you the desires that you have a heart of flesh that you will long to follow my decrees and my laws. And it, I think, is the same way in this verse, this simple verse. You know, delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Now, there are a lot of desires in the natural that we want, which grace would never permit us to have. So, we must prayerfully approach God's Word to be able to get the deep truth from His Word, that we can delight in Him. Delighting in the Lord the Lord actually wants us to be happy. So let us delight in Him and enjoy Him. Because it was somebody, I can't remember who said, you know, that the chief end of man is to delight in God. And so, if I can summarize, you know, delight in His Word, delight to do His will, delight in His creation, so that He may shape the desires of your heart. And you can be the tree planted next to the streams of water, which bears its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither, and whatever you do prospers. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You for the treasures of Your Word. Thank You, Lord, that You have the best in store for us, Lord, and we want to take hold of that, Lord, by delighting to do Your will, by delighting in Your Word, Lord, and just looking around us and seeing how there's so many things around us, Lord, that glorify You, that talk about your nature, Your love, Your grace. Lord, we just want to thank You for that. And as we go, Lord, into this day and into this week, we pray, Lord, that Father, that we will learn how to have this joy, this incredible joy, Lord, that You bestow upon us. Pray that You will be with everyone, Lord, that gathered here in this place.